Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Riley, are you good at bowling?
I am pretty good at bowling.
Well, not any... Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say you were bad.
No, well, no, I'm not great, but it's like once I get in the swing of it,
but you don't
I'm
need
fine.
The bumpers?
I don't need the bumpers, no.
Okay.
Why?
Well, then today's sponsor doesn't really help you much because Bumpers 123
no.
is the only place online that is focused on one thing and one thing only, and that's selling easy-to-install premium bumper... Oh, sorry, wiper blades.
Yeah, so it's Wipers 123.
Wipers 123, you're right. Yeah, and providing...
I know, I'm right.
They provide premium service. You're exactly right, actually. I don't know if you knew that. Wiper blade installation for your vehicle has never been easier thanks to the team at Wipers123.com. From heavy-duty or RV wiper blades to rear blades or wiper blades for classic cruisers, even wiper blades for the Batmobile can be found at Wipers123.com. It's actually easier than bowling with bumpers, which is already pretty easy.
Installing the wiper blades?
What's that?
You're talking about installing the wiper blades.
I'm just like in this Big Lebowski mindset where I'm like, I shut the up, Donnie. You know, so I just like I'm thrown because you're good at bowling because I suck at it and now I feel inferior.
I'd like to rephrase. I'm not good. I'm fine.
Okay, but even that's better than me.
Even that, so I can understand how that's come to
work. No matter what you're driving, Wipers 123 has a wiper blade that's going to fit your vehicle. Their massive inventory covers 99% of all vehicles on the road right now, and their easy-to-use online lookup tool will match the exact wiper blade to your vehicle. Wipers123.com is the only place you can purchase the Trico Smart Set wiper blades. Trico Smart Sets come in 3 different variations. Trico Smart Set Monsoon to battle back against areas with heavy rainfall, Trico Smart Set Tundra for areas with snowy conditions, and Trico Smart Set Storm for everything else in between. My dream would be to be a storm on the bowling alley.
You can dream bigger than that.
Trico Smart Set Wiper Blades are American-made all-weather premium beam blades that feature quick-click technology, allowing for extreme ease of installation. Wipers123.com actually has a guarantee on their website that says that you can have their Trico Smart Set blades installed in less than 30 seconds.
That's not to say that it's like if someone's dream is to be like the best bowler, like that's wonderful. But I'm saying you're allowed to dream bigger than that.
I need something to like hang my hat and reputation on.
No, I know.
Like right now, I'm just that guy. I need to be that bowling guy.
No, you don't. Yeah, you don't need. Yeah.
Shop now at Wipers123.com and they'll hook you up with a free application of Trico View. Trico View is a professional-grade rain-repellent treatment that takes less than a minute to apply and will have water flying off your windshield as you drive. Use promo code VIEW at checkout to receive your free Trico View application. Thanks, Wipers 123.
I just want to know how you feel. I want to love it so proud and real. You make me want to go out and steal. I just want to read. I just want to read you.
That was Max Keebler's Big Tang.
Big move.
And Ferris Bueller's Big Move.
Max Keebler's Big Tang.
His day off from school.
We're
in the same room. And that's the biggest thing.
You know, I can't even talk.
I haven't done a show. I haven't even done a podcast staring at another person. A year and a month?
I don't even know what to say. I can't even focus on anything. Jeff and I are in my office.
We're at Riley's house.
God damn
it. Los Angeles, California. We are in the home office.
We're both fully vaxxed. I cried hugging Jeff.
She did actually cry, and that's true.
And then he came into the house. Elizabeth and I were both aghast. At the same time, we're both like, Jeff, I forgot how fucking tall you are.
That's the last thing I would have expected you to say. Like, I knew that it was going to be an emotional reunion. And we were talking. I'm not a crier by nature, but also because of my dry eye. Because of my conjunctivitis, potentially. My Sjogren's syndrome, potentially.
Yeah.
But we also should say that Theme song came in from Greg Berg, patron.
Greg Berg, that theme song was legit really good.
Yeah.
That theme song, like, I am in limited two.
Holy shit.
I am wearing fishnet gloves.
No fucking
They're hot
way.
Pink.
They shouldn't be.
I am dancing in my room to the Freaky Friday soundtrack, and I am alive.
I'm with free. The sound of Greg
of Greg Jimmy, this is so wild.
This is unbelievable. I feel like the first 15 minutes are going to be us being like, we're in the same room. I feel like this is a dream, and it's not even hyperbole. Like, I don't feel like I'm actually here. I've also never been in this room.
Well, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
So it's a new experience.
Yeah. I mean, this. Yeah.
I'm sitting in a chair from Daniel's old apartment, and it does feel like we're in the new HeadGum studio. I wonder if we make your house the new HeadGum studio.
I don't think we'll make our house the new HeadGum studio.
Okay.
Only because it's like, I don't want to turn our house into a business.
I get that. I'm just, well, I mean, Ferris wouldn't have to be, he could work from home if that's your issue, that you don't
like
Ferris.
That's not the issue. I mean, like, that would help, I guess. No, like. Listen, no shade to Ferris. I don't want Ferris working from my house.
Okay.
I love Ferris. I don't think he needs to do his job from here.
I'm going to be sending the clip to Ferris. I'm going to clip it out and I'm going to send it to him. See how he interprets
it. There's nothing I said poorly of him.
Okay. I just feel like it's a perfect location because everyone can get here fine.
I don't think that's true.
It is far from here. It is far from here. That's true.
I think it's pretty out of the way for people.
That's true. That is true. We'll table it. We'll talk about it later for sure, though.
We're here to talk about something much more sensual.
Not really.
We're here to talk about something a little bit more coy.
It's dirty.
A little bit flirty and dirty. And
not in that way.
A little sweet. A little salty.
Salty?
A little tangy.
I guess I'll give you that one, but definitely not salty. And then what's the next one?
A little coquettish.
How? How the fuck is it coquettish? Are you're turning into Fats Waller?
A little. They'll do some fan work.
Ain't miss but driving, saving all my cash for a used Camry.
We're doing today an episode that Jeff has been pitching.
I've been begging Riley to do this one since last August or whenever we did the Hey Riddle Riddle episode.
We are doing used car dealerships.
That's
for this
right.
Bonus Friday. Jeff, why?
Why? It's because these guys, I mean, they'll pitch you a Beamer and sell you a lemon. I mean, they really do pull the wool over my eyes at a certain point. I drove a used Saab 9.3 in high school, and Riley just mimicked the way that I'm sitting in this chair, which I just realized is very, how would you say, articulate?
The way you're sitting is articulate?
I had the 9.3, and the last time I drove it, the hood was smoking. And it wasn't even that old of a car. It was from like 2007 or something. And then in college, I drove a Jeep Cherokee. And guess what happened the last time I drove it? It smoked.
No fucking way.
And now I drive a new car, which is better, but also I miss my old cars. They're snakes, really. I think that there's so many stories from used car dealerships, especially the ones that have like the flags.
Mm.
You ever go to an auto mile?
No.
This might be a specifically non-LA thing, but
the
like
flags.
Especially in the Midwest, I can't speak to anywhere else, but there'll be these auto miles where there's every dealership you can think of, it's including used dealerships, and they always have these flags.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, but this is a Bonus Friday episode brought to you by Wipers123, so it has to be car related. So
it gets to be car related.
It's a joy
it's
that it's
allowed
car
to be car related.
it's by choice.
If we had it our way, every episode would be car related. Every single one.
And you've always
one.
Said that.
And I've always said that.
What's your experience with used car dealerships? Have you ever driven a used car, or have you ever browsed used cars at a dealership?
I have not browsed used cars, but I remember. I mean, it's like, I think there's such a stereotype of like the used car salesperson of being like a snake oil salesman of themselves.
They are.
And I have such a visceral memory. I think in Matilda, the movie, the dad is a used car salesman. And I remember it's like, also because he's like one of the villains of Matilda, other than the Trunchbull, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
all you Matilda heads out there. I just remember a lot of like, I think is it played by Danny DeVito? Is Danny DeVito the used car salesman dad?
I think he is, but I might be wrong.
Yes, it's very much played by, okay, Harry Wormworth is, anyway, I remember a lot of close-up shots of him shot from underneath to make him look really sinister.
Yeah.
And he would roll back the miles on all of his used cars. I remember like him sitting in there rolling back the miles and Matilda like kind of glaring at him like she knew it was wrong, but she's a kid. What's she gonna do? Anyway,
Jesus.
I always get Matilda and Annie confused and that's the tea.
I don't think so.
You don't think that's the talk of the town?
I don't think so.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Jeffrey. They see you walking down the street. That's the guy who confuses Matilda and Annie. Him? Yes.
Sir, can you put on? Can you wear a mask, please? Can you get? You guys are talking so close to me.
You're so close.
But yeah, I didn't. A lot of the used cars that I bought have been a lot. There's been the two. They're at normal car dealerships and they have used cars. So I also don't have a ton of experience with like mm-hmm. the classic. They only sell used cars. Mm-hmm. There was one that I went to in Glassell Park, but they were really nice. So.
Well, then what's the point of this app? Right.
No, I'm just like, I thought it'd be funny. Like, we obviously got the reviews. Like, there has
we obviously got the reviews.
I'm just saying there has to be something funny there that we can play off of.
Like, we have to find it. We have to find the comedy in it. Right. We have to. We are here.
Because that's the show.
That's the show.
The show is finding the bits that are funny or at least interesting.
We're recording the episode, so we have to do it now.
I know we are. I'm just saying that I brought the review in. I thought the topic would be funny. We don't have to abandon ship. Like, let's do the show for sure.
I'm not going to abandon ship. I'm just saying that it's like, it's a job to me. It's like, this is purely a job. This is pure.
Wow. should we get into our first review?
Let's get into our first review. I only have one. Jeff, would you like to... Because this is, you know, your baby, your app. Would you like to kick us off?
I actually don't appreciate this. Your baby stuff. Like I'm some kind of deadbeat dad. What a jump.
No, I was saying your baby. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E baby.
Sometimes, yeah, it's nice to be taken care of for once in my goddamn
when
life.
When I hugged Jeff and started crying, I walked back
she was
into
baby
the house
for sure.
And I said, I feel like baby.
All right, so this is 5 stars from Aaron S. of Car City in Glendale, California.
Aaron Sorkin.
This is the real Aaron Sorkin or it's a happy coincidence?
No, this is the real Aaron Sorkin.
This is from actually Aaron Sorkin, which is really funny because... He's famously a wordsmith. Here we go.
5 stars. Wait, sorry. Which and where is this?
Car City, Glendale, California.
Okay.
Sold me a friendly car. I highly recommend this place. 5 stars.
He bought Herbie.
So he's texting with somebody on Tinder. So I'll pick you up at 8.
Can't wait. 8 sounds great. Wink face. Can't wait.
Cut to him picking her up.
Oh my god. Hey. I love your Volkswagen Bugs. So retro.
Herbie, say hi.
Wait, so is your car named Herbie?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I was pretty influenced by Lindsay Lohan movies.
I throw up.
Yeah, that happens.
Oh my god. Okay, this is very funny, Aaron. All right, one of your actors didn't come out now. That was really good. That got me. Sorry for the throw. That really got me.
No actors. I mean, if you wanted to meet some of my friends, we could. But no, this is, my car's name is Herbie, and it talks, and that's part of the deal.
That's part of the deal?
If we're going to date, yeah, you have to know this about me. The thing about me is that I create these emotional attachments to inanimate objects, so I figured... Why not animate them?
Yeah. I mean, I've never seen anything like this mm-hmm. before.
Thank you.
Sure. Let's just go get a drink and see how things go. Can I get in?
You can get. I mean, with Herbie's permission, you have to ask.
Hi, Herbie. I'm Jane. Can I open the door and get in the passenger seat?
Oh,
I mean, that's why we're here.
Herbie's kind of sassy.
Yeah, your car is sassy.
Cut to the restaurant. Herbie's sitting at the table with them.
Aaron, I was... No, never mind. This is nice. This is nice.
Herbie, how was your weekend?
Well, you know, I was a lot of driving you around. But other than that, it was like pretty chill. Like I went to the farmer's market, got some organic oil. But yeah, thanks so much for inviting me in, guys. I don't get in much. You know, some people say that I don't get out much.
Yeah. Waiter comes by. Hello, can I? Oh, Jesus. How did I fucking miss this? What?
Yeah, I wrote The Social Network. People do this all the time.
Aaron, so I had no idea you were coming in tonight. Yeah. I thought, you know, people prank me. They put in celebrity names on the reservation all the time. So nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you.
Can I get a picture?
Absolutely, of course.
All right. Yeah. We'll take maybe a couple waters for the table. Sorry, this is... Oh, yeah. Sorry, I just get a little starstruck. So water, two waters, maybe a third points to Herbie. And what do you have?
Yeah, do you have windshield wiper fluid by any chance?
You know what? We actually just got a fresh case.
Oh, thank you so much for bringing this for Herbie.
You have a fresh case of windshield wiper oil in the back? Yeah, we have a fresh case.
This place has everything. I love this place. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want anything else other than water? They have everything.
They have maybe I'll take a Pinot Noir. Ooh.
That might be tough.
Ooh, the lady wants a Pinot. I'm so sorry. We can get you some of the windshield wiper oil. No, I don't think I want to drink that, but...
You sure? It's really good.
The car's right. The windshield... Yeah, the car. The car is talking. The car is in the restaurant. The car is right. Sorry, Herbie. No one cares about this?
I've clearly overstayed my welcome. I'll be in the parking lot. He like clunkily leaves the restaurant.
Somehow
like, crashing into shit everywhere.
Like the car from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Like don't. The cab. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I would hurt the car's feelings.
You know, this always happens. It's unbelievable. Everybody in LA is the same. They only care about one thing.
The
money.
Sits down. I'm different. I care about more than money. What are you doing? Please.
You're different. Thanks for the... you know what? Actually, can I get a photo with you?
What? Me?
Yeah. Just because you seem like a stand-up guy. Yeah,
absolutely. Thanks for selfie.
Thank you.
Stay sitting.
That's who you want to be. That's what's going to get you ahead in this relationship and in this town.
I don't think I need to get ahead in a relationship. I was just hoping to meet a nice guy and go out for a nice dinner. I'm sorry if I was put off by your talking car, which no one else seems to care about. Oh, we care. We're honored, Mr. Sorkin. We're honored that you chose our location to be the place where you debuted your talking car.
Well, you know what? You guys get it, that it's not about material possessions. It's about forming bonds, be it with your significant other or a bug.
The waiter's weeping. I couldn't agree more. It's been an honor. I'll go grab that windshield wiper oil.
Hey, raise your hand if you think it's weird that I have a car friend. Nobody raises their hand. You're in the wrong.
Fine. You know what? Here's pay. I'll even spring for his windshield wiper. Shit, whatever he's getting.
Well, it's a first date. I mean, I can pay.
I go outside. Waiting for a lift. Sorry about what happened in there.
It's all right. You take out a cigarette and start a thing.
Do you mind if I try that? I've always been curious. I just never tried it out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Takes it, holds it up to his exhaust pipe.
No! What happened? You didn't.
I didn't!
You killed him!
They all have to hold Aaron Sorkin back.
Kill you! Get her out of here!
I'm sorry!
All right, we should take a break and we'll be right back with another review on a bonus Friday episode, Marty.
Now NASA does whatever they do, but space this is real. So wipers123.com, actually, they're focused on one thing and one thing only. It's not like, oh, we're going to maybe explore some stars. Oh, I'm going to go to Mars. No, they're focused on one thing and one thing only. And that is selling easy to install premium wiper blades and providing premium service.
I mean, it's all important. You don't have to like belittle space agencies.
But it's like they're trying to do too much. They're trying to do, they're spreading themselves way too thin. Wiper blade installation for your vehicle has never, literally never been easier. Thanks to the team at wipers123.com. From heavy duty or RV wiper blades to rear blades or wiper blades for classic cruisers, even wiper blades for the Batmobile can be found at wipers123.com.
Just relax. Your shoulders are near your ears.
I hate rockets, but I love the fact that no matter what you're driving, wipers123.com has a wiper blade that's going to fit your vehicle. Their massive inventory covers 99% of vehicles on the road right now, and their easy-to-use online lookup tool will match the exact wiper blades to your vehicle.
You don't have to hate rockets to love windshield. They're not mutually exclusive.
It's like, in this world of competition, there can only be one. I think we all know which one we're going for, okay? Wipers123.com is the only place you can purchase the Trico Smart Set wiper blades. Trico Smart Sets come in three different variations, Jeff. I'm not even kidding. Right. Trico Smart Set Monsoon to battle back against areas with heavy rainfall. Trico Smart Set Tundra for areas with snowy conditions.
You don't have to like check in with me with your eyes. I'm listening.
And Trico Smart Set Storm for everything else in between. Trico Smart Set wiper blades are American made. All weather, premium beam blades that feature quick click technology, allowing for extreme ease of installation. You think NASA's easy?
No.
You think they make it easy?
No.
Exactly.
But that's because it's Wipers123.com
actually has a guarantee on their website that says you can have their Trico Smart Set wiper blades installed in less than 30 seconds. Shop now at wipers123.com and they'll hook you up with the free application of Trico View. Use promo code VIEW at checkout to receive your free Trico View windshield application. Thanks, Wipers123.
Always been curious about, yeah, no,
about
absolutely.
Cigarettes. I wonder what the buzz is about.
I wonder what the bug is about. Okay, this, I know you're wondering, on bated breath. I'm kidding.
How is that?
This is pretty, this is what the hell was that?
You guys could have seen Riley's face. Okay, sorry.
No, dude, what did I look like?
You were like, well, she's sitting on her desk, like her computer is facing the other way. So she looked directly in my eyes and was like, with bated breath, and then turns to the computer and cracks herself up when it's just nothing. You didn't say anything.
It's nothing. Okay, this is for off lease only in Miami. We've got a review and then a response.
Of course.
This is 4 stars from Alicia S.
C's.
C's. Alicia C's.
Yeah.
Okay. Many cars to choose from. Nobody breathing down your neck. You get to look around without being hassled. Now, I'm checking in as a lark with Yelp and a window popped up. Claim your free t-shirt whether you buy a car from us or not. Ha ha ha. Wait, still laughing. Please show this to any of our employees. Ha ha ha. The employees looked at me like I grew a third eye or something. We don't do that. Wait, let me show my other coworker. We don't know anything about this. Never heard of it. For crying out loud, at least remove it if you're not doing this anymore. Besides all this, wear your comfy shoes, big lot, and lots of walking. Here's a response from Sharon D., who's the manager. Dear Alicia, we care about your concerns and are looking into the matter of why information of this promotion, which was from some time ago, is still showing up. We're not seeing anything in our end and have reached out to Yelp to correct the problem. We appreciate you bringing this matter to our... So then they go through the customer service team. And then the next paragraph. Our owners, Mark and Eileen Fisher, started this company over 20 years ago with 2 cars, their life savings, and a vision to create a different car buying experience. The growth has been phenomenal, with over 250,000 loyal customers now. The growth has happened for 2 main reasons. Saving their customers thousands on their dream cars, and genuinely caring about each customer's happiness before, during, and after the sale.
So irrelevant.
We're proud to offer the most transparent used car buying experience with no hidden fees and no stress of haggling price. We hope to be speaking with you soon and have the opportunity to turn your experience around. Please ask for Ray or Nolson when you call, respectfully. And so I wonder if that's just like a canned response. Like if they put like, right. Oh, sorry, like this information's not relevant anymore. And then they just copy and paste the rest of it. That's the only time that she listed like the history of this used car dealership. Like these two people in a dream.
It's just like, also what a skit. What a, like, that's your out. It's just like talking about the company history. Who gives a shit? That's not relevant at all.
I was embarrassed for showing a waiver for a free shirt. And I don't care how this got started.
Well, you know, you come to us, you're not coming to an Audi dealership. What you have to understand is that we are a one-stop mom-and-pop shop. My great-grandfather, Macy Weathers, came over from Ireland, and he settled in the little hamlet upon Avon known as Miami Beach. What happened from there was a family was born. Right?
No, I'm so sorry. I hate to interrupt, but I actually have to go pick my kid up from school. I was just hoping to get the free shirt and a consultation for the car. And that's, I'm sure it's a wonderful story.
So ready to give you the shirt. I need you.
So you have the shirt.
We have the shirts for sure.
Oh, the rest of the employees on the floor said that.
It's to get you over here so that you can get the history. What I need you to know is the gravity behind the shirt.
Suddenly a screen comes down, a slideshow comes on, and it's like, you know, in Jurassic Park with like the opening sequence where they sit in like the little like chairs that move from room to room and
yeah, it's like a Disney World attraction.
Whoa, a lat bar comes down. What the fuck?
1935, Sharon Crosby and Matthew Weathers were born. These are my grandparents.
The animatronics are babies being born.
It's way too graphic.
Okay.
What you would not come to know is that they would love cars at some point.
Next room, their babies crawling on top of cars. What the fuck?
This is exactly what happened.
Sorry, your great great grandparents let their children climb on hoods of cars.
Yeah,
just take me to the next room.
Cut to 1982. My grandparents have the best used car dealerships on the A1A.
The car dealerships, animatronics are snorting coke off of him.
His grandfather's like housing cigars. He's drinking tequila on the job.
Now is the 80s, of course, so you know it's a crazy time for not only my... What's that?
This is filthy.
Well, it was Miami.
Yeah.
My grandparents obviously had my parents, and obviously, they were kind of the black sheep. So I don't know if you've ever seen Gilmore Girls, but they were a bit of a Lorelai. They didn't
the best
want...
room. It's just a Gilmore Girls, animatronics, Lorelai and Rory.
Is Lorelai standing up to her mom for the umpteenth time?
All right.
And so they didn't want anything to do with the business.
2000, I was born.
Another insane traffic. Oh, God. It's like an emergency C-section.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
But NSYNC is playing in the background. Now, I took a liking to cars much like my old man's old man. The first car that I fell in love with was a Pontiac Aztec. Let me tell you why.
You're kissing a Pontiac, like on the front of the lights. You're like tonguing.
All my friends had partners in high school.
Oh, you meant like you literally fell in love with the car.
But I gave my body, mind, spirit up to the Aztec and vice versa.
It gave it to you?
I had the keys, sure. And the registration, which felt like its soul in a way.
I'm leaning back. I have popcorn now. I'm like fully in. All right. Okay.
Cut to the most important day of all.
Yeah.
November 9th, okay. 2004. I drove my first car.
The next room. It's a car crash.
Yeah. I'm wrapped around a tree. My parents weeping.
Oh.
And that was the day that everything changed. I knew that this is what I had to do. I had to make sure other people had cars.
You had to make sure other people had cars because you got in a near fatal car accident?
Because what if I had been educated? What if I had been walked through
what a car even was before that day.
Sorry, can we go back? Is there a way to reverse the ride?
There's one second, like moves it back.
You're kissing the Pontiac.
Yeah.
You said you gave your mind, body, spirit to the car and vice versa.
That was when I was older.
And then, sorry, can we go back?
In
and
Florida
you said you didn't know what a car was?
The problem was when we ordered the animatronic spinning room, they got the order wrong. The 2004 thing should have come before me losing my virginity to a Pontiac.
You didn't tell me that part.
Listen, the thing that you need to understand is that this is a family business. That's what I'm trying to get at.
As you're doing this one, there is the room of you losing your virginity, but we don't talk about it. It's just in the background and we keep going. You fucking the exhaust pipe.
It's actually like really hot.
We're just sliding past it.
It's the longest room of all. It's like me in several different positions. The car pegging me somehow.
And I'm gonna send you home with this shirt, all right? And maybe someday I'll set you home with a car. But not without knowing.
Next one's you with a ball gag. Yeah. I was just going to that with a
swinging
clock.
With a VW bus. And just another human car dealer called car dealer.
Wearing like a Carvana shirt.
People tried to franchise with us. We said, no way, Jose. The guy name tag on Carvana says Jose.
We knew that if we wanted to do it, we had to do it ourselves and we had to do it right. Mm. And that's where the shirt comes in. Finally, we get to a thing where there's just like a model wearing the shirt. The thing stops. What size are you?
Oh, I'm a small.
Okay.
Moves the animatronic again.
Sorry, that's double XL. Keeps moving it.
Okay.
There we are. Small. Takes it off of the mannequin. The mannequin, instead of being like, it's like very graphic, like chest.
Oh, God.
There you go.
Thanks. Well.
Do you get why we did this? And do you want to buy a car?
I'd love to just do a quick recap because a lot happened.
Okay. Right?
Basically, your family immigrated.
From Ireland
to Miami.
That's true, yeah.
They eventually had your parents.
Correct.
And they wanted to start a car dealership.
Good so far.
Good so far. You grew up. You fell in love.
Agreed.
Agreed. Yeah. You fucked the car.
Yes.
You got in a car crash.
Wrapped around a tree, but that
wrapped
was 14
around
years
a tree.
Before that.
Okay, that's right. I'm so sorry. So you got in a car crash. Fell in love with a car.
Correct.
Became one mind, body, soul with the car.
In a way, yeah.
Said no way Jose to a car dealer named Jose from
Carvana. Who was trying to franchise us. Yeah.
Swing with.
We swung. We did end up basically having a menage a quatre.
And now I have a shirt.
I feel like you skipped a step. And it comes after the shirt. And that's buying a car.
Oh.
Let me show you some of our Pontiac Aztecs.
I feel
this one's pretty special.
That's exactly why I don't want to buy it. I need to go pick up my kid.
Wait.
Yeah?
Just wait. Maybe reconsider. Like, maybe
no,
buy the
I'm
car.
Should we do our last segment?
Yeah, that's one of my favorites.
It's like a fucking, what's the Disneyland ride where like it does take you through the dawn of time?
It's the tram. It's Disney tram that you go. It's like, which makes
it's
no
in Tomorrowland.
Sense.
I forget it. Yeah.
Oh my
also,
God.
Also, that also makes huge jumps. It goes from like cavemen to like
1950. Yeah. This should be all week long.
Canned wine. Canned
what about it?
Huh?
What about it?
I like wine in a can.
What shook me is I know that like Jeff has told me multiple times over the past couple of weeks that he's like, I'm getting back into wine again. I'm wine Jeff.
Wine Jeff's back at it again with the white wine. And the issue might have to be that he's been gone for too long. It's been 4 years since Wine Jeff inhabited these streets.
That's not true.
What's
it was
that?
A year ago.
No, that was just me drinking wine. And that's different than Wine Jeff. Wine Jeff's an iteration of myself.
Wine Jeff's is when you complain.
No, yeah. And like spring 2017, I couldn't get enough of the vino.
You're like, I thought you were like a beer guy.
I also brewed beer that year. But no, I was like on the weekends, especially Thursday nights. Forget about it. I was knee deep in a Pinot. And that was also just one of the happiest years of my life. So I think it has to be the wine.
I guess. It has to be. I remember one of the last times. So the last time you were in our house.
Yeah.
You brought an orange wine.
I brought Mein Klang, yeah.
And it was delightful.
Yeah, if you have access to like a natural wine store near you, or you'd like to order online, but it's this amazing orange wine from I think Germany or Belgium. And it's just great. It's basically white wine made from red grapes, which is what orange wine is, and it tastes somewhere between like a white wine and a beer. And it's just really the sweet spot. Yeah. But it's not sweet. It's a little bit tangy.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's kind of funny. here's what shook me. So I found this game and ordered off of TikTok.
Yeah.
And if you go to TikTok and the account Craggy Games, CraggyGames.
That's crabby and shaggy.
I forget what it's called. I think the game is just called Hooked. Like it's like a wooden base with looks like a wooden T on top of it. And on either end of the T are strings with metal rings on the ends. And then on the pole in the middle are two hooks. And so basically it's a game where you just try and hook the rings.
Before the other person.
Because then it also comes with like a little ladder, and there's like right. six circles we have to do that on the ladder. Yeah. It's like there are so many different ways to play, but it's like it comes with the six rung ladder thing, and you can put a shot glass in it. And so the game is that it's like if I get all six, if I hook it six times in a row before Jeff does, then Jeff would have to take a shot, and then vice versa. So it's a little learning curve.
Yeah.
But oh my God, because like
when you get it. It's so good. It's such a good feeling. Rush
like no other.
Yeah. I've never been happier.
And that's what's sad. but thank you, Craggy Games. Because listen, TikTok's got some good shit.
Look, this show is nothing if not a love letter to Craggy Games. And I don't even just mean this episode.
I have always said that. And then you can find Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James and on Twitter at Jeff Boyard. And you can find the show on Instagram at Review Review and on Twitter at Review Review Show and on Reddit at r/ReviewReview.
You can find Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. We did it. First in-person show back, Riley.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Jeffy! We're going to make dinner now.
Yeah. We're going to make dinner. Jeff brought over a wine.
Chosen Family Wine. Shout out to Channing Frye. He'll never hear this. anyways, we'll see you guys again next week on Tuesday. And this, again, has been a bonus episode brought to you by Wipers123. So thank you to them.
Thanks.
And we'll see you guys after the weekend. Have a good weekend. I hope you're getting vaccinated. Everybody's vaccinated or can be vaccinated as of yesterday.
Yes. So exciting.
Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.